We heard the governor's budget proposal this week, Senator. A lot to ingest and a lot to think about and do in a very short period of time.
I respect Governor Nixon as a friend and have always had a good relationship with him, but I was very disappointed, I guess, in the direction of the State of the State address. It began with acknowledgement of how good Missouri is doing, which I think is a complete misrepresentation of the facts, and then went on to talk about how continuing in the same direction and doing the same things and continuing the same policies that we've done for the last 4 years is going to bring a panacea of progress to the state. When I look at where Missouri is financially, whether you look at job growth, whether you look at real employment, whether you look at prosperity, whether you look at education, I mean, any of those issues that I look at, I'm not satisfied with. I think that we're seeing that ideas really do have consequences and policies really do have consequences. And what we've told the Missouri public is that we're going to continue the same policies that we have practiced for the last 4 years. We're going to spend more money on them. We're going to build more dependencies on the federal government, and we're going to build more dependencies upon the state government from our citizens, and it's all going to turn out good. And I just have a real problem believing that. I believe that, you know, I'm an engineer by background, and I'm used to looking at trends and projecting what lies ahead. And when I look at the trends of the last 4 years, I don't see anything very good lying ahead unless we make some changes in how we approach job growth, particularly when you look at our neighboring states who are making significant changes in direction, and those changes are already noticeably harming Missourians. We're seeing applications for, you know, new businesses in Kansas rising above record levels that they've higher than they've ever been before. We're seeing companies, you know, planning moves out of our state into other states. We are just not seeing the kind of direction that Missourians want. I believe that we're going to have to do something differently, and I hope the governor will be open to those ideas and to reconsidering some of the things that we've done and not just do the same thing again and expect different results.
Kind of a good news, bad news, as it were. On one hand, hearing hopes rather of an additional money for education. But again, as you say, the addition, as many as maybe 300,000 new enrollees to Medicaid.
That's exactly right. And of course, the governor did make that a very big part of his admonition to the legislature that we had to get in line and get that expansion of Medicaid implemented. But most of the general public doesn't know everything that goes into the hospital funding circumstances. It's not an easy picture to draw so that someone does understand it, but there is the potential of major losses in funding levels, and the idea that we can expand Medicaid and that it's going to actually make the state money to do that is something that common sense says is not going to prevail. And I don't think the governor explained how he's going to make that work and how he's going to swim upstream and make the stream turn. I think that's absurd, and was very disappointed that he made that such a big part of his State of the State.
From the end of January, when we get the governor's version of a budget, to the beginning of May, when a budget is passed from the legislature and sent to him, how different does a budget tend to look, and how different do you think the budget, difficult to project obviously, but how different do you think the budget we'll see in May would look from what we were shown on Monday?
Well, I think it will be substantially different. You know, the value of the governor's budget is that it does give us a firm sense of his priorities and of where he thinks the state should go. And I don't think the legislature is trying to pick fights with Governor Nixon, but I do think that we have our own ideas about what is going to benefit Missourians, what's going to bring prosperity rather than dependency. And we're going to be looking in that budget for those portions of it that support, you know, that political philosophy. And where we can work with the governor on those issues, I think we're going to be eager to do that. When the governor's policies continue the failed policies of the past, then I think that we're going to be a problem to him. We're not going to want to cooperate with that. I don't deny that Governor Nixon was handed a very difficult situation, both financially and politically. The national economy has seen severe problems for years. The policies out of Washington, D.C. continue to make those problems worse and worse and harder on families and harder on businesses and harder on success, and they continue to develop more and more dependency, public dependency on government. That's the environment that Missouri is surrounded with and that Governor Nixon has to deal with. In addition to that, he's got his political party who is behind those policies with whom he has to fight if he's going to make changes in Missouri. I don't know how you do that as governor, but that is what we'd like to see him do. We'd like to see him push back on those policies that have already proven themselves to be failures and that are sending our state, along with many of the other states in this country, down a path that it seems to look darker and darker.